I'm feeling just a little bit of pressure to get this, make this quick, because I know you have a lot of questions. This has been an excellent panel. So I promise, I will not take any longer than absolutely necessary to take you through the stages of change. Really simple. So this is what I plan to talk about this morning. There's my Twitter handle. We've been kind of, some of us tweeting at each other already on the panel this morning, and invite you to join us, and really glad you're here. So here is my, with all due respect to Prochaska and DiClemente and their official stages of change, here's the my digital spin on moving from pre-contemplation to maintenance in the digital era. So you work for an organization and they're thinking about using social media. You use social media, a lot of the people in the organization use it personally. Maybe your agency is not quite ready to make that move. They have a lot of questions. Maybe they're in pre-contemplation where they're saying, public health is way too serious for this kind of, you know, kid snafflery stuff that people are doing, and selfies and tweeting and all of that. Maybe they've moved and they're saying, well, you know, maybe, okay, you know, maybe this thing's going to stick around. You know, maybe it's going to hang in there for a while. It's not going anywhere. Or they're really thinking about preparing for it, but they have a lot of questions. But we could do it if. So you have to convince them to take care of their fears that they might have. They're ready to move to action. They're ready to pick a Twitter handle. That can be fun. There's still some available. Or they're really into it and they're ready to have ongoing Twitter chats and they're saying, what's the topic for the next chat that we're going to have? They're totally on board. So I want to try to help you with how you can make the argument to move through the stages. And you have already, I'm going to breeze through this part because you've already heard excellent input on how you can make the case that people in public health are using social media, and that it's not too scary, and there's plenty of evidence out there. Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, of course, another recent article last year on public health departments using social media, the very smart women Amy Heldman and Jessica Schindler, and JB, I'm sure, is really smart too, but I don't know them, did an article on social media engagement in public health communication. Okay, so lots of resources for you to go to make your case. NACHO did a great report specifically on emergency preparedness, and you can, I'll post these on SlideShare tonight when I get home, so you'll have all of these, but so you'll have all the links. And then it doesn't get more serious than the MMWR. And they've even talked about it in the MMWR. So if you know, so there's another resource for you to show. So just for my own information and to prepare for this presentation today, I did a really, really short survey that I sent out asking folks who were working in public health agencies to answer 7 questions about, were they using social media already? If they were, which channels were they using? If they were not, what was the hesitation and why were not they not using them? And so this is this beginning of that survey that I did. It stayed available for about 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks, and I received 25 responses. 19 of the responses were people said they were already using social media in their organization. 14 of those had been using social for more than 3 years already, and everybody of the 19 had been using it for more than a year. So that we didn't have any brand new folks in that group of the 19. And so this, of course, the blue and the gray is not my data. This is from a little group called Pew that you might be familiar with. But the red is my information kind of overlaid. So of the 25 responses that I got in my quick survey for this, asking were they using, which channels were they using, 100% of those that were on social are using Facebook. Okay, it's not too much of a surprise. 95% were using Twitter. And then I was kind of surprised that LinkedIn was only 47%. They just don't see too much value, as much value on LinkedIn. Pinterest is about a quarter of them were using Pinterest and Instagram, which I would say those are visual social media channels, of course, so perhaps they don't have enough Didn't feel like they have enough images that they could share. Google Plus and YouTube, sorry Google, only had 16% and 10% respectively. And I did ask about Snapchat, and amazingly nobody was using Snapchat just yet. So who do you need to convince? Well, more information from Pew, which shows you that of all internet users, the age group of those has been changing over time. And of course, in 2012, which was the last year of this data, even the older age groups, which the older I get, the younger they seem, but even those skewing a little older, almost half are using social media themselves. So your argument, if it's making it to an administrative group, a management group that maybe is a little bit older, should be getting easier because more and more folks are using social media personally. But this might be good just for you to kind of think about or refer to when you're getting ready to make your case. So you want to move through the stages. How do you help them? So let's say you're in stage one or stage two. Okay, so you want to figure out, what can I tell them? Again, the MMWR, very serious science, and this Chicago Department of Health, who has been doing fantastic things with social media, recently published an article in the MMWR on how they have used social media to identify foodborne illness. Great resource to show you what's going on. Again, the NATRO report, that was specifically focused on emergency preparedness. Okay, so, hard-cutting public health issues, and these are just two of the examples that you could use to make your case to help your management move beyond contemplation. So let's say you've gotten them to through the well-maybe stage, and they're ready to do the but only if, you know, what are we going to get in trouble? Are we going to violate HIPAA? Is somebody going to, you know, say something inappropriate? Accidents happen. I mean, many of you may remember the Red Cross woman who accidentally tweeted after a drinking night out drinking on the Red Cross official handle about finding beer, some kind of particular beer. They turned it into a very positive thing, but I'm sure there were a lot of people scrambling that night when they saw it come out on the Red Cross Twitter handle. But it turned into a very positive. So things can happen, but you can take steps to try to avoid that. So if you want to move them through, and folks have already referred to these, but the CDC's social media guidelines. I mean, if CDC has figured out how to do it, and God bless CDC. There you go, Lee. Lee's in back. God bless CDC, but, you know, they're all about the clearance. I mean, they're a federal agency. I'm sure all of them are. Got to be cleared. Got to be solid content. We have to know the process. Who's going to review it? They have come up with solid social media guidelines. So pull examples from those existing guidelines to help you make your case in your local health department, state health department, wherever you may be working, local agency, because they really are excellent resources in those guidelines. Again, the article I mentioned previously about public health departments using social media for education and monitoring. Look at existing content that you have. One of the big questions that comes up over and over is, where are we going to get the content? How are we going to maintain the channel? Are we going to be struggling to try to develop brand new, unique content? I think you heard some examples of great use of content marketing principles. You know, create once, publish everywhere. So you have content on your website. Use that content. You have content from press releases, from brochures. You have all kinds of things that already exist. Take snippets of that. I mean, you only need 140 characters for Twitter, right? So you've got to have existing content someplace that you can pull to make that. And establish some baselines for your organization. So what is your goal? Do you want to create the dialogue, look at some of the measurements that were talked about today? Do you want to increase awareness? Don't just make it increase so many followers. I mean, that's not as meaningful, but, you know, look at some of the different baselines to set for yourselves. Help create the policies so that they are comfortable to move to the next step. And so then you get to the maintenance, and I Again, other presenters have already given you great examples of this, but let them know that you will be evaluating, that you're going to be monitoring what you're doing on your social media channels. Look at what's working and what's not working. You may try a channel and it really doesn't work for your organization. So be open to making shifts and making some changes. Adjust and improve your content based on the engagement that you get from different types of content. You really can, through your evaluation, show the value of your social media outreach and better understand your audience so that you can tailor your public health messages. Here are some of the things that we've tracked. This was an example, again, from a Twitter chat that we had done in our project, but all of these different sources that you can look at, your retweets, favorites, the conversation cloud makes for a nice graphic in a PowerPoint or in a report later to management, who's contributing. There could be partners out there that all of a sudden you start engaging with that could be very valuable for your organization to build some collaboration with down the road. So lots of tangible things through that. Again, CDC's social media guide and resources, and I would be remiss if I did not mention the NPIN project had a live webcast called In the Know, Social Media for Public Health, and the archives are available. So every channel had a one-hour webcast. You can go and kind of, if you need help, a little refresher on some or need information on how to measure a particular channel, that's a great resource in the archive that is there for you. I want to thank these folks that participated on the survey that I did and gave me permission to mention them. And today, I think you should follow them. Chicago Department of Health has always been great. AIDS.gov, awesome. We had local health departments, state health departments. And they're doing some great work, Facebook and Twitter in particular and other things. And so tonight, when I get back to Atlanta, I promise I will post these slides to SlideShare. My business cards are up here. And connect on LinkedIn. Would love to talk to you.